Alison Morrow Files Free Speech Lawsuit by Aaron Cariotti at brownstone.org. Longtime readers of Human Flourishing may recall that Alison Morrow, an Emmy Award-winning journalist, was the first person to interview me after I filed my lawsuit challenging the University of California's vaccine mandate in court. YouTube censored this interview, as I explained in a post at the time. This instance of censorship, among others, was cited in my Missouri versus Biden testimony. Beyond being censored by YouTube, likely under pressure from the federal government, Morrow was instructed by her employer at the time, the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, to remove the interview with me from all other podcast and video platforms where she had posted it. When she refused to do so, the state fired her, a clear violation by a government employer of an employee's First Amendment free speech rights. Now she is fighting back in court. Dan Frith over at Reclaim the Net recently reported the following on Morrow's case. Alison Morrow, formerly Westover, an accomplished journalist, found herself in the throes of a legal battle over her right to free speech. Represented by the Silent Majority Foundation, Morrow has filed a lawsuit against the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, DNR, and its top officials, citing wrongful termination after she was dismissed for airing an interview on her YouTube channel. The channel, a personal project crafted during her tenure as an environmental reporter at King 5 in Seattle, became the subject of controversy following her post featuring a highly censored doctor, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, and his views on COVID-19. We obtained a copy of the lawsuit for you here. Morrow's career at King 5, which spanned from 2013 to 2019, was marked by significant accolades, including two Emmy Awards. Recognized for her independent journalism, the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, was fully aware of her YouTube activities when they recruited her as a communications specialist. Initially, her independent media pursuits were supported by DNR, but the tide turned with her decision to feature Dr. Cariotti. DNR's leadership warned Morrow that her continued interviews could lead to termination, a threat she met with a staunch refusal to abandon her First Amendment protections. Determined to uphold her freedoms of speech, press, and association, Morrow chose to defy DNR's directive to adhere to approved narratives. This act of resistance ultimately led to her dismissal, prompting her to seek legal assistance from the Silent Majority Foundation, which took up her case to safeguard these fundamental rights. The First Amendment is one of the most sacred rights of Americans. It is what differentiates our country from most others, that we have the freedom to question our government. It is also central to a free press. I was willing to lose my job and all that it provided for our family in order to stand up against the encroaching erosion of this right that I was witnessing at the time, not just in my case, but in thousands of others across the country during the pandemic, Morrow stated. There was no way to do science or journalism in the culture of censorship that was driven by our government at the time. That meant millions of people made decisions without informed consent. Given my commitment to seeking truth wherever it leads, I was unwilling to acquiesce to a demand that I remain silent. You can support Morrow's legal efforts by contributing here, as I have done. Note that a case like this is important not just for one individual to seek just restitution, a worthy enough cause, but also to establish a legal precedent in court to prevent future instances of the same kinds of harm. Republished from the author's Substack.